Today's daf is Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud, and we are about 15 lines from the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the two dots, Makis B'Shloisha. So the first part of Mesechta Sanhedrin dealt primarily with Dinei Mominus B'Shloisha, Gzeilis V'Chavolois, Nezek, Chatzi Nezek, Tashlume Kefel, Tashlume Arba V'Chamisha, Ha'oines, Ha'mefata, Ha'moitzi Shemra. So we're dealing with different monetary laws. And the Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara discussed how many Dayanim you need, Dayanim Mumchin, Iruv Parshiyos. We had some Agada to Gemara, and now we turn our attention really to the next part of the Mishnah, and that is Makos Pishloisha. So in the Mishnah, it's Machloikis Tanoim. How many Dayanim a Beis Din has to be comprised of in order to enforce Malkus? The Tanakhama says Makos Pishloisha, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru Be'esrim Pishloisha. Says the Gemara, what's the Makar to the idea of Makos Pishloisha? Amar Avuna Makra, it's learned from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki yiriv bein anoshim," if there's going to be a fight between two people, "v'nikshu al hamishpat," and they are going to bring the fight to Beis Din. "Ushvatum," Beis Din is going to judge them. "V'tziku as atzadik v'eshu as harasha." So we're going to see in a moment, the Gemara is going to darshan that this pasuk is talking about Malkus. And the pasuk says, "Ushvatum." "Ushvatum" is a lashon rabim. So we know that at the very least, there have to be two dayanim. We don't know more than two. It can't be two, because Ve'ein Beis Din Shakel, Beis Din can never be an even number. Moisif and Aleim Oid Echad, so we have no choice but to add a third one. Harekan Shloisha. So what's the Makar to Makos B'Shloisha? It says Ushvatum. Ushvatum is two. It can never be an even number. Thus we add one, you have three. Elamiyata. But the Gemara says, if that Pasuk of Kiyir Riv Bein Anoshim is talking about someone who's Chayiv Malkus, V'nikshu Ala Mishpat, he now comes in front of Beis Din, Ushvatum is referring to the Dayanim, then the next words of the Pasuk, Ve'tztiku es ha-tzadik, Ve'eshiu es ha-rasha, is also seemingly a reference to the Dayanim. Ushvatum, the Dayanim are going to judge, Ve'tztiku es ha-tzadik, they are going to say that the righteous person is righteous, Ve'eshiu es ha-rasha, and they're going to convict the person that's guilty. If that's the case, Ve'tztiku is a reference to another two Dayanim, Ve'eshiu is another two Dayanim. So Freik the Gemara, Elamayato, if that Pasuk is referring to Dayanim, and Ushvatum means two, then Ve'etztiku Shnayim, Ve'etztiku should mean another two, Ve'eshiu Shnayim, Ve'eshiu should mean another two, which gives us six, it can't be an even number, Reikan Shiva, so we should end up with seven. Says the Gemara, Humi Boile Lekidu Ula. No. The Pasuk is talking about Malkus. Ushvatum is referring to the Dayanim. However, the end of the Pasuk, Vitztiku es atzadik v'eshiu es harasha, is not referring to the Dayanim. We don't mean the Dayanim are going to be matzdik the tzadik. And we don't mean that the Dayanim are being marshia the rasha. That's not the way you read the Pasuk. But rather, that Pasuk is referring to Eidim. How so? Yiboyelei kideula. And this Gemara is well known because it's in Makis Davbez. Da Marula Ula said, Remez leidim zayim and atayim minayim. Where is the remez in the Torah to the concept of an eid zayim? So we're all familiar with an eid zayim. Two eidim walk into Bezin, they say eidos. Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Two other eidim walk in and they say, you cannot know that Reuven borrowed money because Immanuel Yisim, but more complaining. Two eidim walk into Bezin and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Two other eidim walk into Bezin and say, I don't know if Reuven killed Shimon, but you don't know that Reuven killed Shimon, because at the time that you're saying Reuven killed Shimon, Immanuel Yisim, but more complaining, you're with us on the other side of the world. Now, ordinarily, if two peers of Edom contradict each other, Shtei Kite Edom HaMakchish Oizu Azu, what's the halacha? So, Ayin Cheskes Abatim, Ayin some of the most festive sugyas in Shas, in terms of how you deal with a suffix where there's a tray of tray. Two Edom are saying one thing, and two other Edom are saying another thing. But Eid Zayin Chiddush, who says the Gemara, there's one parish in the Torah, which is a Chiddush, that says that when the second peer of Edom are not contradicting the first peer of Edom head on, they're not saying he didn't borrow money or he didn't kill him. They're saying, I don't know if you borrowed money. I don't know if there was a Ritzicha. All I know is that you, who claim to have seen this take place on this and that date, cannot be telling the truth. Because Immanuel Yisim but more complaining. When you're saying that you witnessed this homicide in New York, you're with us in Los Angeles. It's not possible that you actually saw what you're saying you saw. The halacha is that even though at first glance it would seem to be a tray a tray, my chazes the samcha sahani smaychahani, mehechitesi, believe the second Edom more than the first Edom. The Torah said there's a parsha of Edom Zoymimin that says that we believe the second Edom, we don't believe the first Edom. Not only do we believe the second Edom and not the first Edom, but we punish the first Eidim, kasha zomim lasis la'achid. So whatever punishment, unlawfully, they wanted the accused person, the person that they were testifying falsely against to get, they're the ones that are supposed to get. So Ula gets up in Beis Medrash one day, and Ula poses the following question. He says, remez le'edim zoymim min menat Torah minayim. Where is there a remez? Where is there a reference? Like a gematria, a Rosh Tevis, an acronym. Where is there a remez in the Torah for edim zoymim min? Freik de Gemara, remez le'edim zoymim min? Ula, you're looking for a remez v'ksiv? It's a whole parasha in the Torah. It says, kasha zomam, vasisam lo'i kasha zomam lasis la'achiv. You don't need a remez. It's mefurish in the Torah. Says the Gemara, Ella, no. Ula meant to say something else. Remez le'edim zoymim min sheloikin minayim. Where is there a remez in the Torah that edim zoymim min, to the extent that they can't get the punishment of kasher zomam, in lieu of kasher zomam, they will instead get malchus. And the two examples that the Gemara gives of malchus tapes is number one, two edim that say about a koyein that he's a posel, that he's a ben gerusha, ben chalutza, which means he's disqualified from the avoda, he can't eat truma, or two edim that say about somebody else that he was a ritzach b'shoigig, that he has to go to galus. The Gemara says that they don't get kasher zomam, stating that they're going to get malchus. That's the first mishnah masechtas malchus, and that was Uma's question. Not how do I know? Where's there a remez to edim zoymimin? Remez, it's a parish in the Torah. The question was, where is there a remez that an eid zoymim would get malchus? Says the Gemara, the Chsiv, it's learned out from this pasuk. It says, ki yiriv bein anoshim, v'nikshu ala mishpat u'shvatam. These two people, these two litigants, are going to appear in front of a court. V'etztiku es ha-tzadik v'eshiu es ha-rosha. And Ula was bothered with the following question. It says, v'etztiku es ha-tzadik v'eshiu es ha-rosha. Mishum de'etztiku es ha-tzadik v'eshiu es ha-rosha. The next pasuk, v'hoyo bin ha-gois ha-rosha. Meaning the pasuk continues and says that after Bezin convicts one of these two parties, they're going to give him malchus. And Ula's question was a subtlety. This is where Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha. It sounds like the fact that Reuven was found to be innocent and Shimon was found to be guilty, it's for that reason Vahoyim ben Hakis or Rosho, we give Shimon Malchus. And really, the fact that Reuven was found to be innocent is irrelevant as it relates to why we're giving Shimon Malchus. The only thing that is relevant as to why we're giving Shimon Malchus is that Shimon was found guilty. Shimon was found guilty, so what do? We give him malchus. The fact that Reuven was found innocent would seem to be irrelevant, and that's the Gemara's kasha. Mishum dehitztiku es atzadik v'hirshiu es harosha v'hoyim ben hakis harosha. Meaning, I understand it's mishum dehirshiu es harosha that v'hoyim ben hakis harosha. But what does v'hitztiku es atzadik have to do with anything? It's a subtle question. Elo says Ula, we're talking not about the dayanim, rather edim. Sherishiu es atzadik. What happened was there were two edim that walked into Bezin and they lied. They were marshia atzadik. They testified falsely, trying to convict an innocent man. And the two other edim came, and they were matstick the innocent man. How did they do that? By knocking out the edim. How did two edim knock out edim? By saying, by rendering them edim zoymimin. So they were matstick the tzaddik, and they were mashia the rasha. They were matstick the tzaddik. That's this innocent man that was being accused falsely. They were Marshia the Rasha, the Edim, that were testifying falsely. They were the ones that rendered them Edim Zaymimin. Vahoyim and Hakas HaRasha, says the Torah, give Malchus to the first two Edim. So the way you read Vitzdiko as a Tzadik, Vishuas the Rasha, is not referring to the Dayanim. Dayanim is Ushvatim. That's two Dayanim, Ein Bez and Shokol, Maisif and Aleim, Oidech and Arikan. Shloish is talking about what happened in court. What happened was there were edim that were lying. Two other edim came and they were matstik the tzaddik. Who's the tzaddik? This person that was being accused falsely by the edim zayimim. V'yeshivas harasha, and they made the first edim into edim zayimim. Says the Torah, v'hoyah benakas harasha. We give malchus to the edim that lied to the rasha of the pasuk. That's the makar, says Ula, to the idea that edim zayimim. Sometimes I gotta get malchus. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's referring to the Edim Zoymimin. But Al Koponim, as it relates to the Minyan Adayanim, what was the question? If Ushvatu means two, then Vitztiku should mean another two, Vershiu should mean another two. That's all true if Vitztiku Vershiu is referring to the Dayanim. But it's not referring to the Dayanim. Ula already explained it in Makis Tapes and Mizbeis, Betuf Tam. It's not referring to Dayanim, it's referring to the Edim. It's referring to the original Edim, the second Edim. The bottom line is, it's for that reason you don't have a Makar to more than three Dayanim. But the Gemara asks Akasha on Ula, Bederek. So we mentioned Ula's halacha. to answer the kasha why we don't learn 7 dayanim from this pasuk, why it's 3 dayanim. And Ula said, because this pasuk's coming to teach me that Edom Zoymimin sometimes get malchus. Freak the Gemara, you need a remez to tell me that Edom Zoymimin will sometimes get malchus? Every time a person is an Eid Zoymim, he's over a loisase in the Torah. Not only is he over a loisase, it's one of the Ten Commandments. Loisana bereyacha Eid Shaker. You're not allowed to say Eid Shaker. So if it's a loisase, you get Malkus. Isn't that the rule? You always get Malkus when you're over a loisase, says the Gemara. No, it's not the rule. Usually, in most cases, if you're over a loisase, you get Malkus, but you have to read the fine print. There are many exclusions. There are many exceptions to the rule, such as Olav she'en by ma'isa, and the Gemara says loisana is a lav she'en by ma'isa. The cholav she'en by ma'isa ain't loikin. Why is it a lav she'en by ma'isa? Because all you're doing is talking. There's no physical act. All you're doing is speaking. Speaking is considered ain't by ma'isa, and being that speaking is considered ain't by ma'isa, so you wouldn't get malchus out the loisana bereyacha eid shaker. You have to come on to a new parasha in the Torah. V'hoyim ben hakas harasha. That's remez le'edim zoymimin she'loikin min ha'Torah. So this Gemara right here is packed with a lot of potential raid. So just two auras that we're not going to talk about, and then a third aura that we will talk about. The first aura that we're not going to talk about is Tosfos Makis Tapez Amaral, the first Tosfos, where Tosfos asks Akasha that we know there's a rule that in order for Edom to be able to testify in court, the Edos has to be Yochel Hazima. But Edos, She'iyat Yochel Hazima, is not an Edos. So if two Edom would walk into Bezdin and they would say Edos, but it's the type of Edos where it's impossible for anyone to come and be mazen them. What would be a classic example of that? They don't tell you when the event that they witnessed took place. So they tell you they saw a drive-by shooting. When? They're not telling you the date. Now, if they don't tell you the date, you can't be mazen them. Because what's hazama? Imanu hayisem, b'makom ployni, b'zman ployni. If we don't know when their edus took place, there's no way to be mazim them. It's edus she'at yochel hazima 101, and edus she'at yochel hazima is not a good edus. Freik Tosfos Akasha. If you're telling me that there are examples of edus where it's not possible to be mekayim kasha zomam, such as edus of ben gerusha ben chalutza, or edus that somebody's a ritzeach b'shoigig. So if you can't be mekayim kasha zomam, then by definition it should be edus she'at yochel hazima. If it's edus she'at yochel hazima, Freik Tosfos, the edus should be apostle edus. So how could two edim ever walk into Bezdin and say that Ployni's a ben gerusha ben chalutza, or that Ployni was a ritzeach b'shoigig? What would happen if you mazim them? You wouldn't give him kasha zomam. So if you wouldn't give him kasha zomam, it comes out that it's Eidos She'iyat Yochel Hazima. If it's Eidos She'iyat Yochel Hazima, then it's not an Eidos in the first place. So the Eidos shouldn't be a good Eidos. And Tosfos says two terutzim. Tosfos in the first teret says that it's true that these Edim cannot get Kasha Zaman. But we just learned the Gemara. They will be punished. They'll get Malkus. And Kivan Deloikin Havi Kasha Zaman. Malkus is also considered Kasha Zomam on some level. Thus, it would be considered Eidosh Ate Yochel Hazima. Tosfos says the second Teretz, and Tosfos says that it could be the only time there's a halacha that Eidosh has to be Yochel Hazima is when it's possible to have Kasha Zomam. But when it's anyways impossible to have Kasha Zomam, such as by Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza and by Golos, then you don't need that it should be Yochel Hazima. When does it have to be Yochel Hazima? When it's possible to have a Kasha Zaman. But these two Adios are excluded from the parish of Kasha Zaman. If they're excluded from the parish of Kasha Zaman, then they're excluded from the obligation to have to be Eidos Shati Yochel Hazima. So there's a lot of festering, like Yehuda Beis Halevi, on this Tosfos, but we're going to save that for a little bit later in the Masechta when we go through the laws of Drisha the Chakira, how they used to cross-examine the Edom. This is really where the halachas of Eidos Shati Yochel Hazima play out. We'll see that Bezrat Hashem in the next few weeks. The second Ha'ara that we're not going to talk about is the Gemara says that Lisana Bereyacha Eid Shaker, which every Eid Zoymein is technically in violation of, is a lav she'en by ma'isa, and it's for that reason you can't give a malchus because of the fact that he was over leisana b'riyacha eid shaker. The Rebbe Yehuda in a tshuva asks from here on the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says a tremendous chiddush. Magid Mishnah said that even though the rule is that you don't get malchus for a lav she'en by ma'isa, that's only a lav that the only way to be over the lav is without doing a ma'isa. But let's say it's possible to do a lav with a ma'isa, and it's possible to do a lav without a ma'isa. So then, it says the Magid Mishnah Chiddush, even if you do it without a ma'isa, the halach is that you're going to get malchus. The Magid Mishnah said it with regards to the lav of leisachsen shor b'dishoy. You're not allowed to put a muzzle on your animal
to get him not to eat from the field. So the traditional, conventional way to be overlay sachsen would be to put a muzzle, a physical muzzle. What if someone is chosen the coil? The animal's about to eat it, then you yell, you scream. And because of your yelling, your screaming, the animal backs off. Are you overlay sachsen? Yeah, but the question is it a lav she yesh by maisa or is it a lav she in by maisa? At first glance, it's a lav she in by maisa because you did it with your voice. We just learned the Gemara that any lav that you do with your voice is not considered a lav she yesh by maisa. So you shouldn't get malchus. Magi Mishnah said a chiddush. The Magi Mishnah wanted to say that being that loisachsim is something you could be over with a maisa, even if you do it without a maisa, still the halacha is you're going to get malchus because that's not lav she'en by maisa. Lav she'en by maisa is the taich. It's not something that can possibly ever be done with a maisa. But if it could be done with a maisa, even if you do it without a maisa. So, freak the shoyl to the Noi Debi Yehuda. In a classic tshuva, and the Menchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Zayin asks the Kasha as well, that we know the halacha, that if somebody writes Eidus, Dishtar, it's a good Eidus. And even though the Gemara says, mi pihem, v'loi mi piksavam, but Tosfos already says in Shas, it's also the Shittas Rambam, that's referring only to an elam, somebody that doesn't have the ability to talk. So someone who can't talk can't write his edus. Because kol she'ein roi labila, bila makevesvay. But somebody that can talk, even if he writes his edus, that edus is admissible in court, it's a good edus. That means a person can testify biksav. Now, if you testify b'ksav, you're doing it al yedei maisa. What if somebody would write on a piece of paper edus sheker? L'churid bi'over loisana b'riyachei tshoker. And he'd be over it with a maisa. So it comes out loisana is something you could do with a maisa, just like you could do without a maisa. So according to the Magid Mishnah that said that the only time something's a lav shein be maisa is where it's not possible to do it with a maisa. But if you could do it with a maisa, you're going to get malchus. According to the Rambam Shita, and it's the Shita of most Rishonim, that you could testify b'ksav, because mi pi'em v'loi mi p'ksavim is only excluding an ilay. But someone that could talk, he's a roi labilo, ain't bila ma. Then luchuri, you can be over leisan afilu b'maisa. If you get over b'maisa, you should get malchus even when you do it without a maisa. Either way, very good, very good. So again, this is the second R that we're not going to talk about. Stating that, Metz Hashem will post a read by it a little later today. It's an excerpt of a Mitzia Daf Tzadik Aleph. It's an 18-minute read by it. It's a little bit longer than most, but it gets into this Magid Mishnah, three kashas that the shoyel asked in Oida B'Yehuda. Shlomo's ha'ara, a lot of festerade regarding this Magid Mishnah. But the third ha'ara that I do want to mention for a moment, and that is a chakira. Lav she'en by maisa ain't like you know. What's the pshat? Why don't you get malchus for a lav she'en by maisa? So Rashi quotes already a Gemara, Makis Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that says a makar. There's another makar. There's obviously makaris. It's learned out from Sukkim. But at the end of the day, the halacha is that if someone's over a loisa, say with a maisa, malchus. If someone's over a lois, I say, without a maisa, you don't get malchus. Yesh lachber. Is the reason you don't get malchus for a lav she'en by maisa? Because a lav she'en by maisa maybe is not as chomor as a lav she'yesh by maisa. If I rebel with an act, that's more of a rebellion than if I rebel without an act. You find this idea throughout Shas, Sheval Taisa Adif. Because you don't want to do a physical act that goes against what Hashem wants you to do. So a lav sheyesh by maisa, it could be it's more of a rebellion. It's more of a merida. The echus, qualitatively, the lois I say is more chomer. It's for that reason you get malchus. A lav she'en by maisa, qualitatively, you're doing less. Maybe it's for that reason you don't get malchus. Or it could be no. It's not so much that there's a difference in the echus of a lav she'en by maisa versus a lav she'yesh by maisa. But it's exeris akasov. There's a rule that lav she'en by maisa in loikinol. And just like you don't get malchus for a lav she'nite glase, and just like you don't get malchus for a lav she'nite lazoras misas bezdin, which at first glance it'd be hard to argue that a lav she'nite glase or a lav she'nite lazoras misas bezdin is any kolish versus a regular loisase, the teretz is, there's rules and regulations when you can enforce malchus. It's exeris akasov. You don't get malchus. So maybe lav she'en by maisa is the same way. Or maybe no. Maybe lav she'en by maisa is different. Maybe the reason there's no malchus by a lav she'en by maisa is because the lav itself of lav she'en by maisa is a little bit different. So I was just thinking.
You get malchus by shvus. Mar says you get malchus by shvus.
meaning there are exceptions to the rule where you do get it. Like Meimer and Shvul, right? So you're saying that maybe that's a raya that it's more related to the lav itself, and maybe those are more chamor. So even though I hear something to think about. Okay. Meaning there are right, or maybe if I care, so there are exceptions to the rule. So I'll just tell you one ha'ara that I was thinking, and that is we know the rule. Hamavazvez al yavazvez yosem michoimesh. A person is not supposed to. He's not allowed to spend more than 20%. Of his net worth for a mitzvah. So whether it's the mitzvah of tzedakah, like Rashi says in Ksuba Staf Nunam and Aleph, or whether it's other mitzvahs, the rule is hamevazvez al yevazvez yosem michoemesh. Everybody knows that. What not everybody knows is that the Ramah in two places. It's in Hilchas Avodas Kechavim, Yerideya Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. It's also in Hilchas Lulav. The Ramah in two places says that's only true for an aseh. A mitzvah saseh, hamevazvez al yevazvez yosem michoemesh. But if it comes to a loy saseh, there the halach is yevazvez yosem michoemesh. As a matter of fact, you have to give everything away. I'll read to you the Lashon HaRamah. It's in Yerideya Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, Sivkot and Aleph. Vim yucha lahatzel atzmoy, b'chol ha-shaloy, tzorech liten ha-koil, v'loy yavar b'loy saseh. A person has to give everything away, not to be over. Loy saseh says the Shach that even though ordinarily hamavazviz al yavazviz yosem michoemesh, that's only by mitzvah saseh. But when it comes to loy saseh, it's different. Incidentally, the Vilna Gaon in Bir Agros says it's true even for nisa d'rabbanan. It's not only true for nisa d'raisa, it's true even for nisa d'rabbanan. And his raya is because the Gemara's classic example of amir la'akum on Shabbos is a case. It's a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? It's talking about somebody's house was burning. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to extinguish the fire in your house. Now, today you have to ask your local rabbi because of all the electrical components that go on in the modern house. It could be very dangerous. It could be a question of pekuach nefesh, certainly in a development or a place like that. But once upon a time, if somebody's house was on fire, his little hut that he lived in, his diras aroy, his diras even kva, it wasn't considered to be pekuach nefesh. You weren't allowed to extinguish the fire on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, can I tell a guy to do it? She says, no, you can't even tell a guy to do it because it's going to be amir la'akum. Amir la'akum is shvos. That's the quintessential. The Mishnah's example of amir la'akum is a case where you want to tell a guy to extinguish a fire for you. If your house is on fire, back in the day, the assumption was everything you owned was going to go up in flames. So what's the question to tell a guy, not to tell a guy? Zolzayin amir la'akum. It's a shvus, it's an isidra abonin. I'm going to let everything go up in flames and a blaze of glory because you don't want to be over an isidra abonin. Mir la'akum says the Vilna Gaon vice versa. Yeah, it's this Ramah. Then yuchal ha'atzel ha'atzmei b'chol ha'asher lo yitzorach litein ha'koil. V'lo yavar ha'lois to say it, even though amir la'akum is an isidra abonin, that's the gra. Afilu shvus. The Shabbos asur behefsid mamon k'moishem mefurish beperek tezayin the Shabbos daf kuf chaf aleph amen aleph. It's mefurish. Either way, that's the Ramah. So the Ramah says em yuchal hatzal atzmei b'chol hashaloi. You don't have the rule of amivazviz ayivazviz yosem michoemesh. Klert Rabbi Veiger. What would be a lav she'ein bei maisa? What would be if I have a choice? I could be over a lav she'ein bei maisa and save my money, or no, lose everything and spear myself the lav she'ein bei maisa. Is the lav she'ein bei maisa treated like a regular loy saseh? Where the Ramah says, tzorich liten ha'koil v'loy laver b'loy saseh? Or maybe a lav she'ein bei maisa is a little bit different. And Rabbi Kiveger says, it's a machloikis ha'poiskin. Hine, mi divrei tshuvas chavis yor simen kuf lametes mevur. Demu lav she'ein bei maisa, havi k'moy laver alaseh, the ain't sarach liten kol mevoyne. He brings from the Chavis Yard that says a lav she'ein bei maisa is like an asay. It's not like a lois asay. And you have the rule of amavazvez al yavazvez yosem michoemesh. But then he brings poiskim that say the other way. Bottom line is, take a look, Reb Kiveger, here in Yerideh, Simon Kufton Zayin, and Machloikis HaPoiskin, the Pischei Tshuva has an arichas about it. Where does lav she'ein bei maisa fall into this rule? Do we treat it like a regular lois asay where you have to give everything away? Or do we treat it like an asay where you have the rule of amavazviz, ayavazviz, yosem michoemesh? L'chur, what's the shayla? The shayla is, where do you find that lav she'ein bei maisa is any different than a regular lois asay? From the fact that you don't get malchus. So yesh lachkar, vosh shteitin them that you don't get malchus on a lav she'ein bei maisa. Do you see in there that it's not in terms of echus, qualitatively, as chamur as a regular lois asay, v'aray, you don't get malchus, if that's the case, and maybe it manifests itself with regards to this halacha as well. So that even though ordinarily, when it comes to a lois asay, tzorech liten hakoy, v'loy laver al lois asay, maybe a lav she'ein bei maisa is different. Maybe it falls into the category of an asay. Of amavazim, v'ayavazim, 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 v'ayavazim,
v'ayavazim, you see by the rabbonim, you see by the pet, it's a milak, m'choy, it's a shkamaisa. Going as a murder, the karai. First, they say that the rights should be more
very good.
And the chayyim is there as a goof of life, and that's sukkah. That
I hear you. You know what Toby's saying?
Yeah, but I don't know. Rai b'chal because over there, you're not doing anything. You're just standing. So he says, you're losing your stuff by just standing there. The other one, you're actually taking your
I hear.
Going to run. So it shouldn't be right.
I hear very gishmak. Again, I'm just telling you the Marumakim that it could be that this Shaila in Rabbi Tivega, whether we treat the Lav She'ein by Maiso as a lois assay, or whether we treat it as an assay with regards to this halacha, could be, is telling me, this Chakira, why is it that a Lav She'ein by Maiso you don't get Malkus? Is it because there's a klishos in the lois assay? That's how you'd say it in Yeshiva, or qualitatively it's a little less stringent. That's what you'd say it outside of Yeshiva. Or is it a Xeris Akasov? Lav She'ein the Glase, Lav She'ein Lazarus Misas Besin, Lav She'ein by Maiso. There's nothing wrong per se with the lie. It's a regular lois assay. If that's the case, then maybe tzarech lita nakoil. Either way, zok the gemara vayta. So the first opinion in the Mishnah was that makis b'shloisha. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru. Rabbi Shmuel said in the Mishnah be'esrim b'shloisha, not 3:23. Says the gemara, my time with Rabbi Shmuel. What's pshat in Rabbi Shmuel? Meaning, when do you need a bezin shalchav gimel for dinei nefashis? Makis is not dinei nefashis. It might be the next best thing, but it's not dinei nefashis. So dinei nefashis is a gzeiras hakosuf. You have to have a bezin shalchav gimel. Makis is not dinei nefashis. So my time with Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Abaya. Asya Rosha Rosha Mechaivim Misas. We learn it from Exera Shava from Chaivim Misas. Ksiv Hacha, it says by Malkus, the Pasuk that we just read, Vahoya in Bin Hakoisa Rosh. Viksiv Hassam, and it says regarding Dine Mominois, Vlisikhu Koifer Lenefesh Reitzeach. Asher hu rosha lamus. So it says the word rosha by Makkos. It says the word rosha by Dina Nefashis. Ma lahalam esrim v'shloisha. Just like over there, it's be'esrim v'shloisha. Afkan be'esrim v'shloisha. Rava Amar Rava says it's not learned out from Gzeiras Hakasa, but a more pashup shot. Why Makkos requires a bezin shalchav gimel? Malkus b'makom misa imedes. Because Malkus is really in lieu of misa. When we give somebody Malkus, we're giving it to him instead of giving him Misa. Zokta Hilger Rashi. What does it mean? Malkus b'mokam Misa imedes. You have to see Rashi inside. Three lines from the top. From the bright sheetis, the wide lines. The kivon the avar al azaras boiroi. Because being that this person that's getting Malkus, why is he getting Malkus? He was over on Azara. Azara is a leis hasei. He was over on a leis hasei. That's what you get Malkus. Ro'u lamas. Really, he deserves to die. Umisa zu kana salavakasa. And the Torah gave him a death sentence. Which death sentence? Malkus. V'harehu ke'achas min ha-misos. It's like one of the misos. And Rashi gets very detailed. V'kihechi deskilo b'fnei atzmoi. V'sreifa b'fnei atzmoi. V'hereg b'fnei atzmoi. Rashi leaves out chenek for some reason. Havinami malkus ke'achas min ha-misos. So Rava says, you thought malkus l'chud and misa l'chud? No, it's not true. Malkus b'mokim misa imedes. Misa zu. Kanas alav akasav. The Torah wants a person that's over a lois, I say, to receive a death sentence. We kill him. What kind of misa do we give him? We don't give him skila. We don't give him srefa. We don't give him herik. What we give him is malkus. But malkus is a form of misa. If malkus is a form of misa, says Rava, you don't have to come on to a gzeris shava to explain why malkus requires a bezin shachav gimel. If all misa's bezin requires a bezin shachav gimel, then there's no reason that this shouldn't require a bezin shachav gimel either. Taisus has two different shatim. Taisus' second shot that he says is va'odei shloimar mishum de zimnin mason al yedei malkus. Because sometimes people used to die when they received Malkus. So being that people used to sometimes die when they received Malkus, so even though it's not really a psak of Misas Bezdin, but sometimes it would lead to Misas Bezdin, it's for that reason it's considered. But at the end of the day, Tosfos says, with Pirush HaKuntros Iker, bottom line is, let's finish the Gemara, we're going to get back to it in a moment. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav, l'Rav Ashi, it's Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav. That was Rav's son, Rav Acha. Told Rav Ashi, I have a kasha on my father. Right? Just look at the names. So Rava said Malkus b'mokam misa imedes, and Rava's son Rav Acha didn't like what his father said. So he asked the kasha to Rav Ashi. Ihochi, oy bazoi, if Malkus is really b'mokam misa, umden olamali, limachio, vimos, lemos. We know that halacha is that before Bezin would give somebody Malkus, they would do an analysis, a physical exam, to see how many Malkus this person can handle. So if he can handle the full 39, they'd give him the full 39. But if not, they would give him whatever it was he was able to handle. The assumption is you don't want to kill him. But if you're telling me that Malkus is a Malkanisa, Freak the Gemara, kill him. Let's give him the 39. And even if he dies, Just continue to hit him. Be mekayim arbaim yakenu. The point is, said Amale Amakra. That's not what the Gemara answers. Amale. So Rav Ashi told Rav Acha. I'd love to tell you mekayim to the Gemara, but it's not what the Gemara says. So Amale said Amakra. The pasuk says v'nikla ochicha leinecha. The pasuk says that after you give a person malchus, this person is going to be embarrassed from this spectacle that was just made of him. And the Torah refers to this person that got Malkus as Ochicho. V'niklo Ochicho le'inecho. Ki mochus agabe d'chai mochus. If he's alive, he's considered Ochicho. But if he's not alive, he's not considered Ochicho anymore. So you have to be giving the Malkus to a person that's alive. So the point is, what are you going to do? You're going to kill him and continue to give him Malkus? Once he's dead, you're not being Mekayim the Malkus anymore anyways. So that's why they made this assessment to see how many Malkus he can get. But the Gemara asks the follow-up question. Elo hada tanyo, amdu l'kabal esrim, e makinois ela makus l'riz l'shtash. So they send in the doctor, he does his physical exam, and he says, this person can handle 20 Malkus. After 20 already, I'm getting nervous. 20 he can handle. So the halachas, they didn't give him 20. What they would do is they would give him 18. Because the number they gave him had to be a multiple of 3. So ein makinoisei ela makus haruyish l'shtalish v'kamahein. So what did they give him? They gave him 18. Tam nisri. The Gemara's kasha is that you want to give him a multiple of 3. Why are you taking off 2? Add 1. L'machya esrim v'chad. Give him 21. What's the problem? The problem is that we said he can handle 20. 21 he can't handle. So you're going to hit him the 21st time, and then he's going to die. Speak to Gemara, who cares? Let him die. It's true, there's Allah of a nikla chicha leinecha, but that sounds like when you give the makkah, you have to be hitting a live person. When they hit the 21st hakah, meaning, if they said that he could only handle 20, they give him 39. So the last 19 is going to be on a dead person. So that the Gemara said, I understand. That's not a kasha. V'nikla chicha leinecha. You have to hit a live person. But here the 21st hakah is on a live person. Says the Gemara, Amale. So Rav Ashi told Rav Acha, Amakro v'niklo achicho leinecho, acha sheloko achicho be'in devalecho. It says achicho after v'niklo. After he already got the malchus, after he was already embarrassed, at that point, it has to be achicho. So if he's going to die after he gets the malchus, even though b'shas the hakah, he was still alive. But if the moment after you're given the 21st lash, he's gonna die, it's not going to be v'nikla chicha leinecha. It's for that reason the halacha is that you give him 18, you don't push it forward, you don't give him 21. So just going back to the original Gemara. So in the Mishnah, it's a machlokes tanum. The Tanakhama says, makas b'shloisha, u'shvatum ein bezdin shakul, moisif en aleim oidecha narekan shloisha, mishum rabbi shmol amru esen b'shloisha. My timer. Machloikis Abaye v'Rava. Abaye said, "Ask your Rosh Rosh, mi chayv misas bezdin." There's a gzeir shavim from chayv misas bezdin. If someone's chayv misas bezdin, he requires a bezdin shalchav gimel. Makis also needs a bezdin shalchav gimel. Rava said, "I don't need a gzeir shavah. It's pashit. Malkus b'mokam misa imedes. Malkus is like misa. What does it mean? Malkus is like misa. So the Rishonim grapple. Rashi says a phenomenal chiddush. Rashi says that when bezdin paskins that Reuven's chayv malkus, it's like bezdin's paskining Reuven's chayv misa. Malkus is a form of misa. Skila, Sreifa, Herik, Chenek. There's the fifth type of Misa's Bezdin, of capital punishment, that Bezdin would sometimes give, and that is Malkus. So if Malkus is a form of Misa, says Rashi, that's the beer in Rabbi Yishmael, that's why you need a Bezdin Shechav Gimel. Taisus originally doesn't like Rashi's Pshat so much. So Tosfos says that maybe it's because the Zimnin Masonai de Malkus, sometimes physically people used to die. I saw in the Sha'arim Mitzion and Balacha, Rav Shlomo Zalman Bran, he says maybe a little bit differently. He says, Tosfos says sometimes people used to die. I don't know if you have to go so far. At the very least, it's fair to assume that if you give somebody Malkus, the person's going to bleed. Maybe not die, but bleed has to be Shchiach. And we know that you're not allowed to cause somebody to bleed on Shabbos. Why? Because you're over one of the Lamites Malachis, which one? Netilas Neshama. Because Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga. If you cause a person to bleed, in Halacha, it's tantamount to killing that person. That's why you can't do a bris milah shalei bezmanei on Shabbos. Right, you need a whole parsha in the Torah to tell me that milah is lecha Shabbos. Because otherwise, if a moel does bris milah on Shabbos, he'd be over one of the Lamites Malachis. Which one of the Lamites Malachis are you over if you do a bris milah on Shabbos? So the Rambam says goizes, but that's a very shver Rambam when you learn Masechta Shabbos. Pashut yo'ever lintilas neshama. You can't cause a person to bleed. You can't be yo'isa chabura. So says Reb Shlomo Zalman that maybe at the very least you're going to cause him to bleed. And if you're going to cause him to bleed, maybe that's enough. But I was thinking maybe a little bit of a different mahalach. And that is based on Rei that we've spoken so much about. But this is our in-base medrash b'lei chiddush right here. And that is, we all know the Gemara. Am Rab Yoichanan Mishum Rab Shimon ben Yoichoy. Noyach loy la'odam sheyapa la'atzmoy l'teich kifshan ha'esh. It's better for a person to jump into a kifshan ha'esh, val yal ben pnei chaver b'rabim, not to embarrass somebody else. To embarrass somebody is so chomer, it's so horrible to embarrass somebody, certainly publicly, that it's better to give up your life, val yal ben pnei chaver b'rabim. Tosfos asks Akasha, if that's the case, I have a very big problem, because everybody knows there's three cardinal sins. There's three averis where the halach is yehareg, if the halach is that noyach loy la'odim sheyapa la'atzmo loytich kifshanesh v'yal b'nei chaver b'rabim, it comes out that there's a fourth voice I say, which is yehareg v'yavar. Don't embarrass somebody. If somebody puts a gun to your head and says, either embarrass him or I'll kill you. So you have to take the bullet because it's yehareg v'yavar. So Frey Tosfos, why is it always three averis chamurois? It should be four averis chamurois. And Tosfos says a little bit of a daichik. Tosfos said, Mishum da averis habonas ponim enum fereshes batoira v'loy nokat el averis amufereshes. That brisa that everybody quotes, that the three cardinal sins, is referring to three sins that are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. But being malba pnei chaver, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, thou shalt not embarrass thou friend in public. It doesn't say that. It's not mufereshes anywhere in the Torah. So being that it's not mufereshes in the Torah, it's not included. But the point is that malba pnei chaver b'rabim says Tosfos is in fact but it's Yidua, the Rabbi Yoinin Shari Tshuva says that you know why the Braisa didn't mention Habanas Pnei Chaver Barabim when it discussed the three Averis Chamurais? Because it's included in one of the three. Which one of the three is Shvichas Domen? Because when you embarrass somebody, it's as if you killed him. Says Rabbi Yoinin Shari Tshuva, it's in Shar Shlishi Kufla Mites, he says that embarrassing somebody is Avak Ritzicha. If it's Avak Ritzicha, it's included. And just like all the Abizrayus are included in the three Averis Chamurais, there's Abizrayu Darayus, Abizrayu David Zorah, there's Abizrayu Deshvichas Domen. And a Sif Kotten in Abizrayu Deshvichas Domen is don't embarrass somebody. Because when you embarrass somebody, it's as if you're killing him. Now, Pashav Chah, why is it that if you embarrass somebody, it's as if you killed him? Because you make his color change, it has something to do with blood moving inside. But we once spoke out a beautiful machshava. Rashi says in the end of Parsha Shoftim, by the Egla Rufa, so they find this corpse, they don't know who killed him. So there's a very esoteric parsha in the Torah where the Torah says, you take the skenim of the city that's closest to this corpse, they come out, they recite a certain parsha in the Torah, and by doing that, whoever really killed, or the city that the Reitzeach came from, or that this person had left from, everyone that needs to get kapara is going to end up getting kapara. But there's a lot of very technical details, a lot of very technical details involving the Egla Arufa. One of the halachas is that it had to be brought to a Nachal Esan. So the place that they did this big event, this big maimed, had to be in a place that was never Oysa Peris, an infertile piece of property. They had to take an eagle, a calf, that was never Oysa Peris. Says Rashi, why? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tavoy eglo bas shenasa shlo asa peris, bring an eagle that's 1 year old, that never produced anything, v'teyaref, kill it, b'mokum sheini Oysa Peris, in a place that never produced anything, l'chaper al harigosei shalzeh, shlo yinichu lasis peris. To be mechaper for the death of this person, whoever killed him caused that this person shouldn't be able to produce anything. Rashi says an unbelievable thing. That what's the greatest tragedy of a person dying? It's that every single person has potential. And every single person has an ability to contribute. He has an ability to accomplish great things. And when this person is taken away from the world, he no longer is able to accomplish and to produce and to be Oysa Peris in that way. And that's the symbolism of the Egla Rufa. You take Egel Shaloi Asasa Peiros, Bimokoim Shaloi Asasa Peiros, and it's there that you kill this, you do this event, Lechaper al Arigosa Shalzeh Shaloi Yinichu Lasis Peiros. That means the greatest crime, the greatest tragedy of a person dying is the fact that he no longer is able to contribute what his unique individuality was able to contribute to this world. specifically to Zavoidus Hashem. If that's the case, so I once heard a machshava, when you embarrass somebody, you demoralize somebody, you take away his self-confidence, you know what you're doing? You're taking away his ability to reach his full potential. When you build somebody up, he's able to grow and he's able to steig. But when you knock somebody down, to the contrary, now he has a low self-worth, and now all of a sudden he loses his self-confidence, the jump in his step, and he's no longer able to accomplish so much. Halbanas pnei chaver berabim is tantamount to misa on some level. Because when you embarrass somebody, there's stories of people that were embarrassed maybe as young children and they grew up to be batlonim, simply because they grew up without self-confidence. And then later on in life, they realize they have this epiphany, and all of a sudden they chap, they're really bali kishrin, they always thought they were. The point's not so posh to embarrass somebody, because when you embarrass somebody, you're sometimes taking away his ability to be able to contribute, and that is misa. But al kaponim, I was just thinking one or other. The pasuk says that after you give a person malchus, what does it say? V'nikla achicha le'enecha. This person's going to be embarrassed. The Torah is made that when a person got malchus, he was mevuzah. He was embarrassed. If he was embarrassed, it's as if he died. Because albonas pnei chaver berabim is avak shvichas damim. How do I know that? That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva. That's why Habonas Nechavei Ram is not mentioned as a fourth thing that's Yehargah Vayavar. Because it's included in one of the three. It's included in Shvichas Damim. If that's the case, Zok Rav and Malkus B'Malkus Misa Emedes. Why is Malkus B'Malkus Misa? We're trying to find the element of Misa in every Malkus. Tosfos says sometimes they die. The Shomet Son of Halacha said that he's going to bleed. But maybe he won't bleed. This for sure is going to happen. You know, another, because the Torah says that. The Torah says, V'nikla achicha b'enecha. The Torah paskin that he's embarrassed. And he was embarrassed publicly. This happened in Bezdin. It happened in court. If you embarrass somebody, you killed him. Oh, you killed him. Malchus b'mokum yisoy medes b'meil. Let's push it. Why, you'd have to have a Bezdin shach of gimel. I think it's half of a fella. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayte. Ibra achidash b'shloisha. So the Mishnah said, Malchus b'shloisha, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, Be'esrim b'shloisha, Ibur ha'chodesh b'shloisha. What's Ibur ha'chodesh? So sometimes, back in the day, before the calendar was set, the month was chaser, and sometimes the month was mole. Chaser would mean it's a 29-day month. Mole would mean it's a 30-day month, right? One day r'shchodesh, 2 days r'shchodesh, but the month wasn't set the way it is today, but rather, it varied. Sometimes it was a chodesh chaser, sometimes it was a chodesh mali. What did it depend on? It depended on when they saw the levana. Because in order for Bezdin to decree that today is Rosh Chodesh, they would need to accept Eidos from two Eidim that actually saw the Levana. So depending on when these Eidim came, if they came on the 30th day, so it comes out that the previous month was only 29 days. If they came on the 31st day, then it comes out that the previous month was really 30 days, says the Gemara. The Mishnah said, Ibur HaChodesh B'Shloisha, Chishuv like Tani. It doesn't say Chishuv HaChodesh is b'shloisha. Kiddush like Tani. It doesn't say Kiddush HaChodesh is b'shloisha. Ela Ibur. What it says is that Ibur HaChodesh is b'shloisha. Freik the Gemara loy lekacha umemelo la'abe. So what are these three things? You have Chishuv HaChodesh, you have Kiddush HaChodesh, and you have Ibur HaChodesh. So let's go in order. Chishuv HaChodesh is very simple. Chishuv is miloshen cheshboinus. Bezdin is sitting down and they're determining, they're making cheshboinus. Should we add a day to the month? Should we not add a day to the month? Should the month that's exiting right now, should it be a chodesh chaser? Should it be a chodesh mole? That's chishuv achodesh. What's kiddush achodesh? Kiddush achodesh is when Bezdin actually accepts the edus and they say mekudesh achodesh. They decree that today should be Rosh Chodesh. What's Ibur HaChodesh? Ibur HaChodesh is when Bezdin extends the previous Chodesh. So they say that today is not going to be Rosh Chodesh, meaning the previous month is not going to be a 29-day month, but rather we're going to be Ma'abarit. It's like Ibur HaShana. We extend the year, we add a month. We're going to extend the month, we're going to add a day to the month, and we're going to make the previous month a 30-day month, not a 29-day month. The Mishnah said Ibur HaChodesh B'Shloisha, which sounds like this process of Bezdin saying that we're adding a day to the month, that requires a Bezdin. Says the Gemara, Chishuv, the Chishboinois, the really complicated part of this, that doesn't require a Bezdin. Even Kiddush like Tani, to give the day Kiddusha, to say that today is going to be Rosh Chodesh, das Eichetnish. Eli Ibor? Ibor? That's the part that needs a Bezdin? Freik, the Gemara Leila Kachem, Mimela Lahabra. That should happen, Mimela. How does a day get a 30th? How does a month get a 30th day? You're just not Mekadosh the Chodesh. If you're not Mekadosh the Chodesh, Memela gets a 30th day. It's Dafka, that part? Can't be. Omer, Abaya said you're right. Tni Kiddush HaChodesh. Change the Gersa. Not Ibra HaChodesh, but change it to Kiddush HaChodesh. Tanya Nami Hochi, Kiddush HaChodesh, the Ibur HaShana, B'Shloisha Devi Rameir. Rameir says it Mefurish in a Braisa, that Ibur HaShana, the 13th month of the year, yeah, that makes sense, and not Ibur HaChodesh, but Kiddush HaChodesh. Not when you're adding the 30th day to the month, but to the contrary, when you're making it Rish Chodesh, that's what requires Shloisha. But Amar Rava said, it's very nice, Abaya, that you found a good way out of this kasha. You just changed the word from Ibur to Kiddush. But Abaya, you can't do that. For Ibur Ktani. And Rashi says that even though it's the Derech HaTana sometimes to make a mistake. So sometimes the Tana will leave out a word, sometimes I'll add a word. Aval ein nechlaf l'tano ben girsas Kiddush lo girsas Ibur. So Rava told Abaya, such a tois. Even that they argued about. What kind of toys a Tana would sometimes make? That it's such a toys, that's something that's not possible. Okay, so Rava, how are you going to explain the Mishnah? Mishnah seems to say, Ibur HaChodesh B'Shloisha, Ela Marava, leave the word Ibur, just add words. Kiddush B'Yoyim Ibur B'Shloisha. That you can do. I mean, again, Rava's okay with the Tana have accidentally omitted a word. He just doesn't like the fact that we used one word instead of another word. So add the word Kiddush. Kiddush b'yoyim Ibur b'shloisha achar Ibur leko Kiddush. What the Mishnah is saying is that Kiddush achodesh is what requires the bezin. The Ibur doesn't need the bezin, it's the Kiddush. But the only time the Kiddush needs a bezin, if it was done b'yoyim Ibur. If it was done on the 30th day. The day that could have been the 30th day of the month. But if you are mikadosh the chodesh on the 31st day, you can't have a 31-day month. So on the day that's Vadai, it's Betach, already Rish Chodesh. So even though Bezin was Mekadosh L'Chodesh, but that didn't require a Bezin Shal Gimel. Umani Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadok. Now Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadok Goymer, Imloy Nir Bezmanoi, if the moon wasn't seen Bezmanoi, meaning it wasn't seen on the 30th day, Ein Mekadosh Noisloi, that on the 31st day there was no point in being Mekadosh L'Chodesh, Shef Kvar Kitshu B'Shamayim, because they already Kadosh it, Mekadosh it in Shamayim. But the point is, it's not the Ibur that needs the Bezin, it's the Kiddush that needs the Bezin. Where does Ibur get involved in the Mishnah? It's Kiddush B'yoy Ibur on the 30th day, like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Rav Nachman said similar to Rava, but different. Kiddush Achar Ibur B'Shloisha, meaning the same Mahalach. Leave the word Ibur in the Mishnah. Add the words Kiddush. It's only Kiddush related to Ibur, but not B'yoy Ibur, just the opposite. Kiddush Achar Ibur is required Shloisha. So Bezdin is being Mekadosh Techodesh on the 31st day, then there's halacha that you need a Bezdin, but B'yoyim Ibur on the 30th day, Leko Kiddush, Umani, who's the mission going according to Plimoy, the Tanya will enter the Brayza, Plimoy, Yoyim Bezmani, Im Mekadosh Noisai, on the 30th day, you don't have to be Mekadosh, Shloi Bezmani, it's only on the 31st day, Mekadosh Noisai, just the opposite of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Lo'ilam Chishuv Ketani, leave the word, really the girs in the Mishnah is Chishuv. Umay Ibur Chishuv de Ibur. It's the Chishuv that requires Bezdin. Meaning, the Kiddush doesn't require Bezdin. The Ibur certainly doesn't require Bezdin. It's the Chishuv that requires Bezdin. Ida Mishnah says Ibur, like Rav and Rav Nachman said, it's Chishuv de Ibur. Why even mention the word Ibur? Va'aydi the Gabayla Misni Ibur Shana. Because the next halacha of the Mishnah is going to talk about Ibur Shana. Tananami Ibur Chodesh. Says the Gemara, so Rav Ashi is saying the biggest chiddush. Because Rav Ashi is saying is that the Ibur doesn't require Bezdin, that the Gemara is very happy about. He's also saying, however, that Kiddush doesn't require Bezdin. Whether it's on the 30th day, B'yoyim Ibur, or if it's on the 31st day, La'achar Ibur, it never requires Bezdin. Says the Gemara, that already sounds to like a chiddush. Sok the Gemara, Chishuv Chodesh in, Kiddush Chodesh Loi. Yeah, Mani Rebbe Lazi, the Tanya Rebbe Lazi, Eime Beim Bezmani, Ben Shalob Bezmani, Eime Kachanais. The Bezin was never Mekadosh L'Chodesh. And Eime, the Gidash, the Meshnasa, Chamishim Shana, Shonim Ata Mekadosh, V'yata Mekadosh Chodosh. They were Mekadosh the years. Yoivol, they were Mekadosh. But Bezin was never Mekadosh L'Chodesh. So we think that fourth parak in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, not according to Rabbi Eliezer. And Rav Ashi is learning that our Mishnah is in fact going according to Rabbi Eliezer. So we started off with a kasha. The Mishnah says, Ibur HaChodesh B'Shloisha. Ibur, to add a day to the month, to add a 30th day to a month, make it from a Chodesh Chasid to Chodesh Mole, requires a Bezdin? That seems bizarre. That seems like a very big Chiddush. So the Gemara says, no, that certainly is not the Pshat. What then does the Mishnah mean? So we had four Pshatim. Abaya changed the gears in the Mishnah. It doesn't mean Ibur, it really means Kiddush. Rav and Rav Nachman said similar pshatim. It really means Kiddush. It really means Kiddush. But the Mishnah is saying either Kiddush b'yoyim Ibur or Kiddush la'achar Ibur. Rav Ashi said it means Chishuv. It's Chishuv Kiddush really doesn't require a bezin. It's Chishuv that requires bezin. Why even mention the word Ibur? Because we're going to talk about Ibur Shana. So we already talk about Ibur Chaydish, but really Ibur has nothing to do with anything. Agav Urchi, you see in the Gemara. A Machloikis, as it relates to bezin being Mekadosh the Chaydish. There's three Shitas. According to some, they were only Mekadosh the Chaydish B'yom Shloishin. According to others, they were only Mekadosh the Chaydish B'yom Shloishin the Echad. And according to even others, they were never Mekadosh the Chaydish. So either way, this is a small Gemara that talks about Kiddush HaChaydish. The next Gemara is going to talk about being Ma'aber the Shana, not being Ma'aber the Chaydish, being Ma'aber the Shana. And that's going to take us through Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis, and Daf Yud Gimel, some nice Agadata, some real hashtag rig coming up over the next couple of days. But just a small Gemara tucked away as it relates to Kiddush HaChaydish. It's just one aura with regards to Kiddush HaChaydish. And that is the Gemara, the Masechet Shabbos, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. So the Gemara over there, I left it. Amar Masechet Shabbos, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yechanan. Minayin Shem Mitzvah Alo Adam Lechashev Tkufes Amazalis. How do you know that there's a mitzvah, sounds like a real mitzvah, mitzvah saseh dei raisa, for a person to be mechashev the tkufos and the mazalos? Shenema ushmartem vasisem, a yid should observe the mitzvahs, ki chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei am. Because when a yid does mitzvahs, he's going to look smart, he's going to look wise, in the eyes of the Gentiles. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Ezei chachma ubina shehi le'enei yo'amim. Which chachma makes us look smart? Le'enei yo'amim. It's not necessarily our proficiency in Talmud Bavli, because where do they see that? They are not sitting with you in Beis Medrash, seeing how you're kochim in a sugya to see the beauty of the Torah. But heavy oimer is that chishuv tkufas ha'mazalos. So if a yid is going to know tkufas ha'mazalos, he's going to look wise, not just in the eyes of his chavrusas and his rabbeim, but le'enei yo'amim. And the pasuk says, "Ushmartem vasisem ki chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei yo'amim." Thus, ezei chachmu bina shid le'enei yo'amim hevi oimer ze chishuv tkufos umazalos. Rashi says, "What does it mean chishuv tkufos umazalos?" And why is it considered a chachman that's le'enei yo'amim? So Rashi says, here, Shabbos ayin heim and aleph, shechachma hanikeresi. Because this is a chachma, tkufas ha'mazalos, that's tangible. It's something that's real. It's something you can show people. Shemaru lehem simin lidvarav, behiluch hachamu u'mazalos. Shemeidin kidvarav. Because it's able, you're able to prove that you know what you're talking about. For example, she'omer, a person will say, shanazu gishuma. The people, says Rashi, that understood Kufas and Mazalis, they were able to be prognosticators. They were able to predict in the beginning of the year if it was going to be a rainy season or a dry season. They were able to make predictions. So if a Yid would sit and he would say, I know Kufas and Mazalis, and I'm telling you this winter, right, farmer's almanac, I know this winter is going to be very rainy. And Kachavo, Shamazu. It turned out to be a rainy year. So the Enayam and the Goyim are going to see that Taka, the Jews, know what they're talking about. That's the Chachmaschem Vinasle. Other Chachmas, you don't have this. So being that with other Chachmas, you don't have it, it must be that this is what the Pasuk means. Thus, Amr Ashuman Achmeni Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Shemitzvah La'adam L'chashat Kufas Amaskas. If you look at the Mashah and the Chedushi Agadis, the Mashah says that the way he's understanding Rashi, Rashi understood Kufas meaning the Seder of the sun. So understanding the science of the sun, that's what Kufa is. Mazalis means the constellations. But the Taitra of Tkufais means the sun. And the truth is usually found in Shas, that when you talk about Tkufais, what you're referring to is sun-related. Meaning, it has nothing to do with the Moilet Halavana, has nothing to do with the moon, it has nothing to do with being able to be Ma'abr the Chodesh, but the Chachma of Kihi Chachmaschen Uvinaschen, which is Tkufais and Mazalis. Tkufa is sun-related. Mazalis is related to the constellations. Stating that, there's a Tosfos in the Masechtas Ksubos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So all familiar with the Sholei Shavuos, right? The Satmar Rebbe made the Sholei Shavuos very famous. When the Satmar Rebbe held that it's usur for people to populate Eretz Yisrael in a way where the objective is to be Makar of the Kates, because he felt that they were being over on a Gemara Masechtas Ksubos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. They were being over on the Sholei Shavuos. But the Gemara over there brings one brisa that says that there were Sholei Shavuos. Another brisa says there were Sheish Shavuos. What were the Sheish Shavuos? The Gemara lists them. One of them was Shalei Yigalu Soid. Hashem made the Yidden swear that they won't be megalu the soid. It says toisves, small toisves. What does it mean? Shlo yigalu soid, soid ha ibor. They wouldn't be megalu the soid ha ibor. Kid amrinan ki chachmaschem uvinaschem, zeu soid ha ibor. So you see that toisves is quoting this Gemara here, Shabbos daf ayin hey mad aleph, and he's not quoting it with regards to the mahalach hachama. He's not saying it with regards to mazalis. He's talking about soid ha ibor. What's soid ha ibor? That's the meilat alavona. That's all the complicated calculations that are involved in Kiddush HaChodesh. So you see that this Gemara Masechet Shabbos is not like the Marsha, that it means Dafka the Mahalach HaChama. You see, it has to do with the Lavona as well. We learned the Gemara together not so long ago. But the Basra Kuflam Adalad Amadalad. For the Gemara says Hillel Azalkin had 80 Talmidim, and we see it in Metz Hashem more by Riches again on Daf Yod Aleph. And the Gemara says, who was the Gadol Shabbakul Yenizim and Azil? Who was the Katan Shabbakul Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai? And the Gemara goes through all the things that he was proficient. Amru Olav Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Shlo Yeniach Mikro Mishneh Gemara. One of the things it mentions over there is tkufos. Dr. Rashbam, what's tkufos? Meilat halavana. Tkufos? Not like the Rasha. Not like Rashi's Mashman, Shabbos, Ayin, Heim, and Aleph. But it's meilat halavana. Like Tosfos said, on Ksubas Kufyat Aleph, Am, and Aleph, that it's referring to Seida Ibar. In fact, there's a tshuva where they asked the Rambam how literally we're supposed to take this Gemara. Right? Sometimes you read a Gemara. How do you know you have to do this? Is it like a mitzvah? My Rebbe never taught it to me. I don't know if it's one of the Taryag mitzvahs. So there's a lot of mitzvahs that are mentioned randomly. There's a Magen Avraham somewhere where he lists all these random chiyuvim, do's and do-nots that for some reason didn't really make it maybe into the Rambam and different places. But how seriously are you supposed to take this? And they asked the Rambam the Shaila. And the Rambam, when he went through this Gemara, Shabbos, Ayin, Heim, and Aleph, this mitzvah that there seems to be, Tibin Mechash, Tkufas, and Mazolis, he clearly said that there's an obligation for a person to understand the Meilat Alevon. So the Rambam and Tosfos, and maybe the Rashbam also, and Bava Basra, Kuflam, and Aleph, and Abba seem to be learning that there's an obligation for a person to understand all the mathematical calculations that are involved in Kiddush HaChodesh. If you look at Rashi, certainly the way that Marsha explains Rashi in Shabbos, Ayin, Heim, and Aleph, it sounds like it's more related to being able to predict Shana Zuk Shuma. Shana Zuk Shuna has more to do with the Mahalach HaChama. It has actually less to do with the Mahalach HaLevana. But I'm just going to tell you one fascinating Ha'ar. And that is, so the Pasuk says, Ki Yichach Maschem Uvein Aschem Le'inei Ha'ana. The Yidin knew the Soid HaIbor. It's one of the Sheish Shvuas, says Taisa. Shle Yigalu Es HaSoid. Which Soid? The Soid HaIbor. So the Yidin had this Mesoira that we knew Kiddush HaChodesh. Us and not them. And the truth is that if you look at the Rambam and Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to bring your calculator with you. I mean, you need more than a calculator. You need a good coffee too. It's incredibly intricate and complex, all the different cheshbonos that are involved in Kiddush HaChodesh. Stating that, there's a Rambam tucked away in the end of the 17th perek in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, and if you've never heard, you may be a little taken aback. The Rambam says as follows, V'tam kol eilu ha-cheshbonos, u'mipnei ma moisifim minyan zeh, u'mipnei ma garen, all the cheshbonos. This is already the end of the 17th perek of Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. All these things, everything I've been talking to you about, he chachmas hatkufos. Again, the Rambam calls it tkufos. The hagematrios shechibru b'chachme yovan svarim harbe. That the Greeks wrote many books about. Veheimanim tsoim achshu b'yad hachacham. And the chachamim, the chachme haTalmud, or us, the chachamim today, we have these books. Aval asvarim shechibru chachmei Yisrael. But the svarim that the chachmei Yisrael wrote on tkufos and mazalos, shahoyu b'mei hanaviim mi b'nei Yisoschar, lo yigia elenu. Those svarim we don't have. U'meyachas shekaleilu advarim b'rayas b'ruyas. But says the Rambam, I'm not disturbed by it, and neither should you be. Because even though it's true that everything that I told you in my chibur, Vilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, I based on Greek science, but it shouldn't bother you because it's all proven. We can prove that what they're saying is right. You can't deny it. It's scientific proof. Who cares who wrote it? And listen to the Rambam's lashon. At the end of the day, it's proof. It works. It stims. It's rayos beruroy she'im bohem doifi v'yef shalahadom ha'aracharayim shekol dover sheneskala taimoy v'noida amitosei berayos she'im bohem doifi ain't soimchen alzeh ha'isha amru. If you hear someone tell you something and you know it's true, don't get too worked up over who said it. It doesn't matter. What you should focus on is the rayosh and his gausa v'hatam shenoida. And that's the way the Rambam concludes his 17th parak in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. So even though we're saying, ki chach maschem uvin aschem le'nei yo'amim, and the Yidden had this Mesoira from the Bnei Yisoschar, they were the Yoidei Itim, that we somehow knew to be Mechashev, Tkuvas, and Mazalis, but all the Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh that we have today, and all those Chishbainish actually do not trace themselves back. It does not go back to the Bnei Yisoschar. It's not what we had in the Zman and Nevi'im. That was all lost. But rather, what we're dealing with now is something else. I'll just tell you one final Myra Makam on this note, and that is a tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov. So it's in Chela Gimel, Simin Chof. And the Shiloh that was asked to the Shvus Yaakov is somebody that doesn't have a Chusha Reach. He's not able to smell. Could he make a Boyer Minei B'Samen by Avdala, or could he not make a Boyer Minei B'Samen by Avdala? So the Shvus Yaakov immediately told him, that's not why you're asking me the Shiloh, it's the first halacha Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says in Simen Reish Tzadik Zayin that Misha Eina Mariach Eina Mevarach Alav Samim. He can't make a Birchas B'Samim Elim Kein Neschavim Lohoitzi B'nei Be'esoy Haktanim Oy Lohoitzi Misha Eina Yedei Lavarach. Unless he's being moitzi someone that can't make his own bracha. So if you have someone who can't make a bracha, you can be moitzi him with the Birchas Areach. But you yourself, to the extent you can't smell, that's something that you're not allowed to do. Then, after saying that we really don't need a tshuva, he has a little bit of a tshuva on it, and he goes on to a little bit of detail, machlekes rishonim, and one of the things he says is that the truth is, it's not so poshut that just because a person can't smell, that means he doesn't have any hana from the thing he's smelling. He brings from certain rishonim that said that even afal pi she'enoi nena mehareach she'en lechush hareach mevarech, the afal pi she'enoi margish bareach hana yesh loy she'machzik roi she'en begufa, it still makes a person a little bit healthier. And then he says something else very interesting. The Gemara says brachas mem gimel amit beis minayin she'mevarech en al hareach. I didn't know you make a brachas hareach she'nema, because the pasuk says koil haneshama tehalol ka eze dovesh haneshama nena ve'en aguf nena heviyom ezeh hareach. That when a person smells something, his neshama is having hana more than his guf. So it says the Shvus Yaakov, just because your guf is not being nana, how do you know your neshama is not being nana? This is a dovesh haneshama nana boy. So being that it's a dovesh haneshama nana boy, maybe it's going to be a little bit different. Says the Shvus Yaakov, va'av shechakarti etzel eza chachmei roifim. I decided to go and ask some doctors that I know, and I want to know what they had to say. If a person doesn't have a chushar, can't smell, this person, could he... does he have hana? Does he not have hana? And perhaps it would impact whether he makes the brichas areich or not. So he says, I asked doctors, and they told me that in the secular medical journals that they read, in the medical books, it says, the misha ein loy chush areich, ein loy hana shel klo. Worthless. He has no hana. Zok the Shvus Yaakov, and I quote, Mikomokin, kiman she'ikir sifreyem hu michachmas umeis ha'olam, being that their svarim came from the chachmei umeis ha'olam, Aristoi, and he quotes Aristotle by name, v'chaveirov ein lismoich al divreyem ledina. You're not allowed to rely on anything they said as it relates to halacha. And says the Shvus Yaakov, even with regards to Kiddush HaChodesh, there's only one halacha, one nuance, one detail in the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh that I'm comfortable relying on when it comes to Umes HaOlam. And he says that even though the Rambam said in the end of the 17th parak in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that everything that he wrote is misifrei chachmi yavon, abla svar mi chachmi sole yigiyo eleinu. Even though he said that, he says, I disagree, I'm not maskim, and he says, kama gedoylim, if this dar didn't want to learn these halachis, because vakert, and it's specifically when it comes to Meil Aravana, where the pasuk says, ki chachmaschem uvinaschem, tafke, you're going to go ahead and rely on them. So he says, you can't rely on what the Umes HaOlam say. There's nothing to talk about, you can't. And you certainly can't rely on them when it comes to the cheshbon of Tkufais Umazalis, because that's the Gemara in Shabbos, that ki chachmaschem uvinaschem yamim. So what's our chachmaschem uvinaschem? The fact that we took it from the Greeks, it doesn't make any sense. So he says, here's certainly not. There's one halacha maybe yet. Either Rambam, it's a shver Rambam, says the Shvus Yaakov. But he says, I know kama gedoyim that weren't masking to this Rambam. And chalila to think that our whole Mesoira is geboyt on the Chachmei Yavan, it's not possible. So the Rambam said it with regards to Kiddush HaChodesh. He said it with regards to something else. What comes to mind is the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer was asked the kasha. The Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daflam and Aleph, the Gemara over there is talking about Mayim Megulim. So in the times of Chazal, it was considered to be very dangerous for a person to drink water that was left uncovered overnight. We're afraid that maybe a snake came, it put a little poison in it, and it could be explosive. It could be very, very dangerous. And the Gemara over there says that Rav's son once asked Shmuel a fascinating question. He asked him, why is it that the Umay Soilim, the Goyev, who are not Nizir and Mayim Megulim, why aren't they all just dropping dead? If you tell me that Mayim Megulim are so dangerous, so the Umay Soilim that aren't careful with Mayim Megulim, why doesn't something happen to them? So he told them back, Hachi Yomer Avuch, Hani Armoy Zukani, They used to drink mayim gum, they didn't die. I did the achlish katzim v'ramasim chavagufai, because they're made up of something else. Because they used to eat katzim v'ramasim, so their whole biological makeup, their whole physiological makeup changed. And being that it changed, maybe then it didn't affect. So it could be the katzim v'ramasim that they ate somehow countered the potency of the mayim megulim, and that's why they weren't affected. But yidden don't eat shkatzim v'ramasim, and if we eat mayim megulim, for us it's going to be dangerous. So the Chassam Sofer right there in his chedushim in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, and he says in the Shabbos Pei Zayin Amud Aleph as well, I think a little bit less barichos, but he says if that's the case, he doesn't understand. He says today we rely on medications, which is based on clinical trials. Who are the subject of these clinical trials? The majority of the subject are non-Jews. If you're telling me now that a Jew and a non-Jew, their makeup is different, the way they respond to things is different based on the fact that they eat shkatzim v'ramasim and we don't eat shkatzim v'ramasim, so how are we ever relying on medication? We're going to take a pill, you're going to take some medication, some treatment based on a clinical trial that was done. L'chur, the clinical trial was done on people that are achli shkatzim v'ramasim. So I don't have a good answer. The only thing I can tell you is shemir psoim Hashem. And really, what all we do when we take medication is we're making hishtadlus anyways. And from a hishtadlus standpoint, it's definitely a richtige hishtadlus. But you want to know, bottom line, shemir psoim Hashem. So when it comes to the science of the Umay Sa'ilam, that's this tshuva from the Shulz Yaakov. The clinical trials of the Umay Sa'ilam, that's this chsam sofer. But then again, we have a Rambam in the end of the 17th parak in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, where the Rambam says that kol davash and eskausa taimoy v'noida mitosei b'rayish ein b'am doifi ein tsoimchen al zeho yish. We don't care who said it. Ella, focus on harayish and eskalsa v'atam shenoida, and that's the Rambam's hisnatzlus. That's how he defended himself. He defended himself for writing his whole Kiddush HaKodesh based on the Greek works and not based on the works that we had in the Seira. Arki hichach maschem uvinaschem le'inei o'amen.